Welcome back to Michigan Celebrates Small Business. I'm Jeffrey Mosier, and each spring I get to talk with great business folks from across the state of Michigan. This time around, reaching out to Rob Thayer, a CEO, Unifab Corporation out of Portage, Michigan, a Michigan 50 Companies to Watch award winner for the 2024 cycle of Michigan Celebrates Small Business. Rob, welcome to Michigan Celebrates.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Excellent. Let's start it off. Let's introduce you to the Michigan business community. Tell me about your career path that led to being a CEO for Unifab Corporation.
Well, I got an engineering degree at Michigan Tech in Houghton, Michigan, long ways north. My first job out of school was with General Motors in Flint, and I worked as a facilities and manufacturing engineer there for about 14 years. I ended up moving to the west side of the state doing a similar job for a small company here in Kalamazoo. They struggled in 2008, and I found myself looking for a job. I went to work as an engineering manager for an HVAC equipment company here in town, and I worked for them for about 3 years, and then I had an opportunity to come here to Unifab as a partner. I knew the previous owner of Unifab, and he was looking for somebody to join him. He had struggled as well, and some of his key people left, and I filled that gap. And I mean, the rest is history. I was his VP of operations for a while, and then unfortunately, he passed away, and I was left kind of not just CEO, but only executive officer. We've come leaps and bounds in the 9 years since then. I brought another partner on, and he has been just instrumental in helping us grow on the sales side, helping strategize and get some growth in the company. We've invested a lot of money here in new equipment and things like that, but that's been the path.
Okay, super. So let's delve into that history from preceding and then through your 9 years for Unifab Corporation.
Well, Unifab is an 83-year-old company established in 1940. It previously had made passenger buses, like 14-passenger buses called Kalamazoo Coaches, the Kalamazoo Pony Cruiser.
Yeah.
The company was established by Fred Schroen, and he ran it, and he converted over from making those passenger buses to making some parts for Checker Motors, to doing all sorts of metal fabrication for local companies, including what became Pfizer, was the Upjohn Pharmaceutical Company. So they made cages for animals. They made all sorts of things. They made parts for Patriot missile batteries, just all sorts of stuff. And along the way, Fred handed the company off to his son, Steve Schroen. Steve brought a partner in 2005, and that was Mick Madden, who I partnered up with in 2011. But so yeah, the company has a heck of a history. It's gone through some good times and some bad times, as many companies have that have been around a long time. Actually went through a bankruptcy in 2010. I came in 2011 after that. And we've had some pretty steady growth. It's been good. We've had some really good years. We got the SBDC involved, and they've been a huge help from the state of Michigan. And I think that's, well, they nominated us for this award. So they recognized that what they were doing with us was successful, and what we were doing was actually making a difference here in the company.
Wonderful. Yeah. And just a side note, generally over the last 4 years, over 500 get nominated, and then it's whittled down to the 50 companies to watch. So you're in great company from over the years of the award. So tremendous. At this point here in 2024, I heard a lot of greatest products and services. What's the focus on the scope of services, especially if they've evolved?
We are what is known in metal fabricating as a job shop. We have a very small product line that we do market ourselves. It's in the animal, the research animal care business. Things like locks for animal cages and things like that that we fabricate we design and fabricate, and some other products that we have patents on. But that's about 1% of our business. The bulk of our business is stuff that people need made with their own design. Our biggest customer has been Spartan Motors, or what is now known as Shift. They're based in Charlotte, Michigan. Great company to work with. They have a plant in Charlotte. They also have a plant in Bristol, Indiana. And we are exactly halfway between those two. So we've been supplying them with fabricated metal for, I think, more than 30 years. We've grown a lot with them in the last 8 years. But they're in the transportation vehicle industry. They make UPS and FedEx and Amazon vehicles. So in the last several years, because of COVID, all those delivery companies have grown a lot. I'm sure every one of your listeners has bought a lot from Amazon in the last 3 years. And Amazon has tens of thousands of vehicles on the road, and a lot of them came from Utilimaster. So that's been a big part of our business. But some of our investment, one of the biggest pieces has been a tube laser, which has allowed us to get into some other genres of business. And we're finding ourselves making a lot of parts for industrial dunnage racks and things like that. And we've got a sales rep who's finding us all sorts of interesting projects, and some of them I'm sure will come to fruition. One is, well, I might not tell you what that is, but That's really cool. How's that?
Fair enough. Yeah. Well, so are you currently serving just Michigan clientele across the U.S., or have you gone international?
Well, interestingly enough, transportation in the metal fabrication industry, transportation gets to be a bit of an issue, but we've got a sizable customer in Tennessee, one in South Carolina. Of course, that big customer, Utilimaster, they're in Indiana. Okay, you know, they're close, but it is a different state.
Yeah.
We have a customer in Florida, and I ship some of those animal care products. I ship those internationally. I have somebody who asked me for a quote from Sydney, Australia. I've shipped them to Indonesia, to Japan. Yeah, all over the world.
Wonderful. So before being nominated and now winning this Michigan 50 Companies to Watch award, were you familiar with Michigan Celebrate Small Business?
I actually was. There's a local construction company, and I knew the operations manager there, and they won this, I don't know, 10 years ago, probably, maybe. Okay. Yeah.
That's probably fair. This is the 20th year for the celebration, so excellent. So you are familiar with it. And at the same time, have you leveraged, I think I was hearing SBDC, so you've leveraged some of the founding organizations that gather together for Michigan Celebrates.
Yeah, it's amazing the resources that they have and the talented people they have consulting, and it's, you know, it's free. So, you know, I've been considered to be a cheap person. I do the purchasing here and I watch all the pennies. And when I found out I could get really talented consultants for free, that perked my ears right up. But they are really great people. I've had the pleasure of working with three of them, and it's pretty cool.
Wonderful. So what does winning this 50 Companies to Watch award mean for Unifab Corporation?
For the team, I just think it's confirmation and validation of a lot of hard work. You know, my partner Matt and I have just really put in a lot of time and a lot of resources, capital resources. We've foregone some of the higher pay sometimes that an owner of a company can take, and we funneled it back in the business. And we've got people that are just dedicated. They work hard. And it's confirmation that all that's worth it. You know, it's paying off. And, you know, we've seen we're able to employ and provide benefits to more and more people as time goes on. And that's not a little thing to me. You know, I think that companies can be a real force for good. And, you know, providing jobs is a big thing. So,
yeah, wonderful. So are you and your team planning on attending the May 21st Gala Celebration, Breslin Center in East Lansing?
At least my partner and I bought a table full of tickets, so I'm going to fill it up. I don't know who all's coming. I may bring some of the stakeholders, the wider group of people that we work with. I'd like to bring, and I consider them my informal board, you know, my accountant, my banker, people whose advice just really helps. And maybe I'll get some of the folks from the SBDC to sit with me. I don't know. We'll see.
Tremendous. So if someone hearing this would like to know more about Unifab Corporation, how might they do so? What's that contact information?
Well, they can always call us at 269-382-2803. Probably the best way, though, is if they have an inquiry, you know, it'd be great to get some more work. You know, if people are looking for help on projects, they can email us at sales@unifabcorp.com. That's generally the best way. I think everybody loves email because they can do it, you know, at 9 o'clock at night from their phone, you know, or at 5 o'clock in the morning when they start early. Just depends on how they do work.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Rob, thank you so much for spending some time with Michigan Celebrates today.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
Excellent. Once again, Rob Thayer, CEO, Unifab Corporation, Kalamazoo, Michigan area, and they are at Michigan 50 Companies to Watch, award winner for the 2024 cycle of Michigan Celebrates Small Business. We'll be back with more Michigan Celebrates on the Michigan Business Network.